Greetings to everyone here who have come to worship with us this morning. We welcome those who are moving here to come and worship with us today. We also welcome those who are worshiping from home through us. The message is, come into a new relationship based on the conversation between Jesus and his apostle in Matthew chapter 16 that we have just read. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you people say the Son of Man is?" Everybody has a different perspective of God. Some say Jesus is John the Baptist. Others say is Elijah. Or still others say Jeremiah or some other prophet. What other people reckon about Jesus is not important. But what God is truly, Jesus one true one, that is his apostle. How do the apostle recognize Jesus? We are his children. How do we recognize about Jesus? What do we recognize about Jesus? Jesus asked his apostle, "How about you? Who do you say that I am?" Peter has put forward a declaration from his faith and his understanding that what Jesus, that Jesus has led the apostle, as well as all of us today, to come into a new relationship. That relationship is only based as the recognition and the declaration, like what Peter has done. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. There's a story about a pastor serving in Texas. He doesn't, he only participates every Sunday of that church to preach each Sunday. And he had the, before the service, he went to donate for breakfast, and then he came there to preach, and then afterwards he departed. One day when he went into the donut shop like usual, and he ordered the food, and then he opened the Bible to review his sermon for that Sunday. And the somebody can come and say, "Are you the pastor? Or what are you doing here that reading the Bible here?" And the pastor said, "Oh, I'm a pastor. I come to preach at that church. And today I'm going to preach there." And so the seller there said, "I am a member of that church." And the pastor, "Well, that's strange. I have reached here 3 months. I have not seen you yet." And the other person said, "I told you I'm a member. I'm not a fan of this church." None of us have we said this to anyone. Any one of us had the meaning that I am a member of a church, but I don't come and worship on Sunday. I think that to have a relationship and understanding so that we can have a relationship with the Lord, we come closer. If we don't understand our role as a child of God, we will not complete a responsibility that God has given us. So this morning, I would like to invite you to continue to a new relationship with the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, Lord, for you have come to give us a new relationship with our Father in heaven. The relationship between among us and the relationship that we have with other people around us. May we see our role, our position that you have made us with the purpose on each one of us when we are in the, so that we can complete the purpose that you have given us. We give thanks to you because none of this is come not from fresh and blood, from our human understanding, but from our Father in heaven. May you explain your word to us this morning. May you put the words on my mouth so that I can encourage my brother and sister here. We lift everything to man and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are 3 points that we will think together this morning. The first point is the Lord gave us a family. And this is a relationship between ourselves with our Father. The second point is the Lord built his church. Talking about relationship between ourselves with each other. And so God also gave us authority between the relationship between us and others who does not know Christ. The first is God gave us a family. After Peter has declared that God is the Messiah, but the Savior, the Son of the Living God. Jesus said, Simon, rescue Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. Maybe more than a year or 2 years, the apostle has been following Jesus, but their recognition of the Lord is not quite correct. It's not complete. That Jesus was expecting. He put aside some time with his apostle and he wanted to know how do his people, his apostle think about him. So Jesus asked, how about you? Who do you say that I am? And praise the Lord, God has opened review to Peter to recognize Jesus is a Messiah, the Savior of the world. So Christ, the Son of the Living God. That means made Jesus feel very happy in his mission, the purpose to come to bring our human race back to the Lord. And we need this kind of recognition of Jesus, the congregation. When Jesus was called the Christ, Christ in Greek means this one anointed, or the one in Hebrew is the Messiah. The one who is anointed means someone who come to become king. In Israel, in the time that does not have king yet, he was slavery under the Romans. They needed a king that can save their country out of the domination of the Romans. So when we talk about an anointed one, it's a desire of the people of Israel at that time. But who will become king to lead them out of the domination of Romans? The heart of Israel always want to have that king. But here, the Lord expressed to Peter, revealed to Peter to call Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God, not for the purpose of the king to save them, rescue them from the Romans, but to rescue them from the domination of sin. You and me is easily when we call God is God, the Lord Jesus God, because we need someone to save us. You and I, it's easy to call Jesus is a prophet because we like to learn from his word. You and I, it's easy to call to perform miracles because we need the Lord to heal us, to resolve an issue of our health in our life. But dear congregation, when we call Jesus the Christ, then this is a acceptance that God has a kingship over our life. This is something very difficult and what is necessary for our life. The perspective on the East, the saying in Chinese as well and Vietnamese, meaning king wants you dead, but you are not willing, you are a traitor. Father wants you dead, and you are not willing, you are a disrespectful child. That's the basic content of what this saying is in the Eastern philosophy. That person saying that the role of the king has an absolute authority on the life of the subject. So when we call Jesus the Christ, then is Christ his authority has on our life or not? So in Israel, in the Old Testament, when they came into the promised land, they did not have a king. The Lord had just used Moses to lead them through the wilderness, and then God used Joshua to bring them into the promised land, and following they brought up the churches to help them with all the issues in the social life. In Samuel, and Israel told Samuel, you are not old, and then your son could not help us. Please ask God for a king. They want to be just like any other country. This is not pleasing to God. God told Israel, they did not want to reject, but he rejected me. They rejected me. And Samuel told Israel, before he passed away, you know that when you ask a king, that king will have the authority over you to capture your sons and daughters to work for him. Yet the Israel people say, yes, that king will have authority to capture the daughters to serve in the palace. The Israel people say, yes, no problem. The king can put, take tax and work and use it in the palace. They say, that's fine too. Then Samuel expressed that when they have a king, then that king will bring many things that they would not desire. But they continue to want a king just like any other people around, other countries around them. They wanted a king. And so when we talk about king, there is an authority on their lives. And Peter said, you are the Christ. Then you are the anointed. You are the king, Lord. You have the authority in my life. And that declaration of Peter, not from his understanding, not from his wisdom, or came from others talking about that to Peter. But Jesus said, this is something that Father has revealed to you. This is the revelation of the Father. It doesn't matter who, you and me, we are whatever we are. Peter is just a fisherman. But if a fisherman can declare God is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, then that means something. Jesus can bring all that liberation to come into a new family, the family of God. You and I, we were born. We cannot choose to be part of any family. It is something God has planned before. And when you become the children of the Lord, and that means does not give us, it came from the grace of God that we are born in the family of God. And God, Jesus told Peter, blessed are you, Simon. Why is it a blessing? Because this understanding does not come from the flesh. It came from the God who revealed it to you so that Peter know that between Peter and the Father, it becomes a new relationship, a connection that is called, is the Father and Son. It's that kind of relationship. Our faith, that's to recognize Jesus is the King of our life. It doesn't come because we participate in the activity of the church, or we receive some activity in the church, or some formality performing that. But that is a revelation from God for us. Maybe there are many Christians called Jesus is king, but there is no Savior in the heart. God is somebody out there, has some authority, but when come the God, the Jesus is my Savior, that there must be a relationship with that Christ. Many Christians does not experience this, and it's not strange. When I come to many churches, even the American churches, I see that the pastor sends smoke outside though, and also the Christians are drinking. They can come to the Lord with all the pants that are rotten and worn. But if a person called Jesus is King, and could we do those things? That's impossible. But when we do those things, only that means Jesus is called King. But we don't have Jesus in our heart. And that is not the true King of our life. But now Peter has declared the King of his life. That means that because of that kingship, he determined all the activities of Peter. In Luke, why do you call me Lord, Lord? That does not do what I say. That happens to many Christians. Many Christians can call Jesus a King, but does not obey what the Lord said, because that authority does not have on the life of the Christian. That person does not recognize the Christ's authority. So that we worship the Lord, it becomes only an activity, a religious practice that has no value to save us. But here, Jesus wants to a new relationship. If we recognize Christ as King of our life and has authority on our life, that that person has come into a new relationship with God, to come into the family of God. Today, there are many Christians when, as of their faith, they don't know how to express that. They don't understand how to express their faith because they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Even many Christians is not even there to pray with somebody there. They feel ashamed because they don't have a true relationship with Christ. So Jesus wants to encourage us, when you and I come and worship the Lord, that Jesus is it. The Jesus of our life. He is truly a King in our life or not? Does he have authority on our life? And Peter recognized that the truth must be declared, and we must declare this truth. At the same time, we have to live with this truth. Jesus is the King of my life. It's a there is an prophet there. One time, he is invited to lead a worship in a seminary, and everybody must be practiced to talk in front of the crowd, to talk about the Word of God. And this novice has never done this before, so he's invited to lead a worship. He was so afraid, and we before the crowd, he was clapping, his was so shaken. He does not know what to say, and he tried to say something, ask everybody else, and say to the crowd, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" And all the other person, they just say, they look around and say, they don't know how to answer. They said, "No, I don't know what to." I don't know either. So let's all come and finish the worship. And then they departed from that service. The next time he come again and do the same thing, he said, ask everybody, do you know what I'm going to say today? And everybody else from the previous day, all the other students say, yes, yes, yes. So then, you know everything that I don't know. I need to tell you a name. Let's all stand and pray for closing the service. And the third day, he was invited to lead a homily in the seminary. And the third time he said, do you know what I'm going to say to you today? And some say yes, but some say no. And say, if you know what I'm going to say, tell those who just know what I'm going to say. Then let's all stand and pray. Maybe in our life, that is the same as this novice in this seminary. We do not know what to say about
it.
And here, the Lord said, you have a relationship, very important relationship. We have been called. That God is called our Father. Your communication. The prophet Elijah is the great prophet, has not called God the Father. David is the great king of Israel. He has never been allowed to call God his Father. Jeremiah is another great prophet. He has never allowed God the Father. Moses is a great leader after Israel. He has never been allowed to call God Father. None of the Old Testament allowed to call God the Father. But now Jesus has called God closest to us so that we can call him Father. So Jesus taught his disciples to pray. If you pray, pray like this. Our Father in heaven. And this, our Father in heaven, that doesn't mean it's just not something, it's just a recognition between us and the Lord as a relationship. And Peter has encouraged in 1st chapter 1 verse 3, you must praise the Lord as King and Holy. Be prepared to answer any question asked you how you have a hope in Christ. If we could not express our faith in the Lord, if we could not explain that we have to worship and we do not belong to the family of God. So we know today, we must think about, are we in a new relationship with the Lord or not? Does Jesus have an authority in all the way that we use our time, the way we use our money, the authority on us, the way we use our emotion? What authority about our entertainment, or an authority over our choices of life? Doesn't matter what, Jesus wants to be king of our life, that God has the authority in all of our aspects of our life. So, of the relationship with the Lord, this cause, because of a religious activity, is created because our faith recognizes that Jesus is the Christ, is the King of my life, is the Son of the Most High. The second point that the Lord encouraged is that the Lord built his church. And this is a relationship that God created for his followers. In verse 18, he said, from here, Jesus said, you, now Peter, I will build my church on this rock, and the gates of Hades will not overcome. And this is a scripture that causes many debates and causes a different kind of understanding among the Christians as well as the ones in the Roman Catholic faith. If the Christian and they'll tell you Peter and on that is the rock, I will build my church on this rock. And that's what the Roman Catholic Bible in this translation. And I tell you that Peter, that means the rock. And some translation means that Peter is a rock. In the voice, the translation It's like this. This is why I have called you Peter, means rock. On this rock, I will build my church. In translation, the Passion has this translation. I give the name Peter, a stone, and this rock will be the bedrock foundation on which I will build my church. Dear congregation, the rock that Jesus wants to build the church, what is that rock? That is the declaration of Peter about Jesus. It doesn't mean the person of Peter. Peter declared that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the King, the Son of the Most High. And God, Jesus will build his church on those who have the same declaration. Christ is the King of my life, the Son of the Living God. So it is a mistake when Christ will build Jesus on Peter. No, just Christ, Jesus did not build the church on Peter. Here, I will establish my church, or I build my church. Jesus will build his church on the rock, but Peter is not the rock. Peter is the rock, it's not the foundation. A foundation is a large rock that a stable house could be built. The church cannot be on a small rock. It must be on a large rock, a stable rock, which is the foundation, the Word of God. And that Jesus is the foundation of all times. But how this Christ will build, I will use the very small rock, those who recognize that Christ is the King of their lives, the Son of the Living God, who has that faith, who has that declaration, that person will be participating to become the rocks that build his church. Here, Jesus said, I will build. That means God has begun the building with Peter. He began his church building with his apostle in the Old New Testament, and throughout the ages, he continued to use different rocks to build the church. And today, God is using me and you, those who have chosen Christ to be the King of your mind. We become the rock that continue to be built by Jesus for his name. In the future, God will use our children in the new generation, when they recognize that Jesus is King of their life, to continue to be part of his church, to become the rocks of the church of Christ. And those rocks, based on the foundation, the faith of that person on Jesus, that Jesus, the King of their lives, and the church continue to be built until Christ returns. So, when God established his church, it's belonging to Christ. Here, I will build my church. This church is established, is being set apart for God. The church means the association of those who are set apart for the Lord. The Holy Church is a religious organization organized by the missionaries, the church for the planters established. They can only build the activities, but God is building his church and established based on those who have faith that declare God is the Christ and the King of their lives, just like Peter. And when then Jesus is blessed his church, and he is responsible for his church, the church, the gates of hell will not overcome it. And this is what Jesus said. And because of Jesus' declaration that his church, from the beginning, so more than 2,000 years ago, until now, the church of Christ continue, will increase, Though there are many places, many nations, there is no organization can be persecuted as much as the church that God has done. In the atheistic nations, in the nation worship Islam without the same faith, and the church has been persecuted and trampled on. Why do they be beheaded, the Christians, like that? Like Afghanistan. Why there are children of God must be burned? Like in India, they were persecuted, like Ethiopia. They suffer. Many church has been destroyed in China because the gates of hell is trying to destroy the church. But impossible. Though the devil can use the authority of man to destroy the church. But God has promised the gates of hell will not overcome it. So that the church of the Lord continue to grow. And God is responsible for his church. So that doesn't matter any thought or any action of a person to destroy the church. That person trying to destroy God. You and I have been called to become little rock to build his church. And our responsibility, our role when participating in the God's plan, when he built that, do we understand where we stand? Do we know our role? That what we will do for the church? And there's a story, a theology called Bart, theologian. He was sent to Switzerland to serve the Lord there. And when he came there, he served when he got there. And he went to the bus to come to a place to serve the church there. And there is a traveler come and also on the same bus. And they're talking to each other on the bus. Oh, Mr. Pastor Calvert asked the traveler next to him, "You are new to this town, right?" And the traveler said, "Yes, I'm new to this town. Which part of this town you want to see? Do you have any plans?" And the person said, "I've come here because I heard that there is a pastor, very Calvert, will preach here. So I'm hoping that I have a chance to hear him. Do you know who he is?" And the pastor Carver said, "Oh, I know. I'm the one always shaved each morning." And afterward, the traveler said, "Today, I want to meet as a person." I did not understand what he meant when he said, "I would be a shaver." Our believers, sometimes we do not understand we come into the house of God. Why do we come here? Why do we participate in the church activity? The church is not a religious so that we come to participate, to sing or read the Bible or do something here and then come home. The church must be an organization that those who live by the word of God. Paul taught us in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. He taught Timothy as a youngster in the service. "Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mother, and younger women as sister with absolute purity." Timothy was a young preacher under the tutelage of Paul. The Church of God is the organization that we can treat each other with those who are older, just like fathers and mothers. The women is treated as our mother, and the younger who have a lower, we can treat them as brother and sister, and we exhort them with absolute purity. That's just because doesn't matter. It's not because of us that they come. It's because of the Lord. And Peter encouraged in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8-9 saying this: finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil. That's how the church is. Those who are like-minded, that who are sympathetic, include those who love one another within the church. Doesn't matter, those people, it's not worth it, that we are ready to humble ourselves to regard others as more respectful than us. So when a person do not accept, and we refuse each other, that person does not belong to the church of the Lord. A person has a thought to want to divide, has an act to destroy the relationship in the church. That person does not belong to the church of the Lord. Peter encouraged us in verse 9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. God called you and me for what? To be sympathetic, to love each other, to be upright-minded, to bless each other. And because of that, that you are called, because of that, you can inherit blessing. The inheriting of blessing is based on what, that we are good, that we can do good things for others. But the blessing of the Lord is based on our attitude when we treat each other and all that's around it. Are we treating each other by the light of Christ in us? This is the church that God wants to establish. This organization that God wants to become, represent Christ on this earth. You and I can be called to come into this, the different position of the church, to do different things in the church, but we have the same purpose, the same. That is, we are being set apart for the Lord to live a purpose that God has planned for us. God has blessed His church, and God is using whoever called Him king of His life, accepting that truth, live by that truth, to become the little rocks that build His church. A person that does not let allow the authority to have on him, that person will never be a rock of the church. The third point, that is, the Lord gave us an authority. God gave us a family, that is the church, the family of God. God gave us a church, the organization set apart for the Lord, so that we live by the life of Christ, the word of Christ. But now, God also gave us an authority. And this is the relationship that you and me must have to have with others around us. In verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Here, the Lord said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus did not say, I'll give the kingdom of God to you. The keys. Two, 10 years ago, when we didn't have this church here, we were using some other church facility at the Circle Drive. When we were still there, mission, I received a key of the sanctuary, the church on wheel. So the next one to my house, now, we from years 1996 to 2009, they sold that property, and we came back to the Mother Church, the Circle Drive, for 2 years, from 2009 to 11. And Circle Drive gave me a key, and that key, I can open any door in that facility, just like Circle Drive. I can come in any room, in the storage. I can use anything needed to worship. But when somebody gives me a key, that means that I am responsible to open for others to come. After to finish the service, I have to be able, responsible to lock it up. We can use the facility of that church. But that church not belong to us. That church belong to our Circle Drive church. God, Jesus gave Peter the keys, but not the kingdom. But we are given the authority to do what? So that anybody that we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we lose on earth will lose in heaven. And somebody understood, wow, God is authority, so that means I will open anything or lose anything is according to my desire. But that's not the right thinking. When Jesus gave us the keys, we have a responsibility. The key at Circle Drive given, there is something, an S in there, and that inscribed on there, that I have this key with the inscribed word F in there. And I have asked to make a copy of that key. And so, must duplicate the key so that some of us can have the key to open the door of the Circle Drive Church to prepare before the worship. If that key is lost, that they picked up with the F inscribed on it, who is responsible for that? That's me. Because I have received this key and I must be responsible for it. So that we are given the key at the same time we receive a responsibility. So that God gave the key to heaven to Peter. That means Peter has a responsibility. That responsibility not to bind, to open. When Circle give me the key, not just to close the door, it's for me to open. When God chose you and me to become part of this church, He has a different purpose for each of us, because we are set here in His plan. Circle has a certain code. When we open up, we have to enter the code to make the alarm to disable it. Sometimes our members, they didn't understand it. And then the alarm went off because they forgot to don't know how to enter the code. We know the code to use the key and the facility. It's not according to what we want, but must follow the true instruction of the alarm system. The key must open for those who the Lord wants us to tell about the gospel. Maybe our relatives, maybe those could be your children or our parents, any relative, that we must say, tell them the gospel. Maybe our co-workers, maybe the one who living in the same neighborhood. God has certain code so that we can know. If I don't open, that those relatives would not know the Lord. If you do not open, your friends will not be saved. So let us understand, let us know that the key that we have received is an authority that each one of us must have a responsibility, personal responsibility for the Lord. Whatever we bind or open, that is used according to God's request, not our own desire. We will bind or when we will lose, and it's in our church. We have a divided spirit. We will bind or lose if some of us are divided or a certain issue among ourselves with others. We will open or bind if our children have not received the faith in Christ so that they can be saved. We have opened or bind if you and I, we are not is of like-minded. We are not sympathizing with each other, or the serving attitude is not there. So each one of us depending the guidance of the Lord in the code that has given each one of us to use the key of heaven that we have received. Jesus told Peter, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven. That doesn't mean that Peter does not have authority to bind or loose, but it means that the kingdom of God depends on you and me so that it's full of the people that we tell about his love. Are we feeling this church? It's our responsibility. Our relatives can experience the saving grace of God. It's dependent on whether we open with use the key or not. So that this is an authority that God has given you and me. Oh, that we could be helped by the Lord to fulfill our responsibility. Praise the Lord. We have bought this facility for many years. In August 15, we will celebrate 10 years that we have worship in this facility. God has given us to be able to maintain the ability to buy new furniture. We are allowed to buy the piece of land outside. All of that that God has given us, for what purpose? To open the gate of heaven to tell us about the gospel. Or we still keep it closed. We have not able to use the key of heaven. May we be helped so that someday you and I will call before the Lord. And God will say, how have you used the key that I have given you? Because we are given the authority, that means we have the responsibility. May God help us to fulfill our responsibility. We express the life of Christ to each other and with others when we recognize that we are representative of Christ on earth. There's a teacher asked her student, do you know who is the greatest person on the world in the world that is alive that you know now? And there's a person said, yeah, I know. The golf player Tiger is a God player. Another said, I think the Pope is the greatest person because he's concerned with all the people, but he's not being paid to do that. Another student said, I think that Bedfrog is the most famous one because he is the football, very famous football player. So he must be great. All the students will sing about somebody they know to tell the teacher who is the greatest person on this earth. And finally, Donnie said, dear teacher, I think that Jesus Christ is the most famous person in the world because he saved everybody. and the teacher Sinkwang. Maybe it's true, but I think that I want only the living person. That Jesus is dead more than 2,000 years. And Dong Ding said, no, you're mistaken, teacher. Jesus is alive. He is alive in my heart. And the story tells us the relationship between ourselves to Christ. Each one must come into a relationship, that relationship not because of flesh and blood, not because of others or my our understanding what we brought, but it because of the Father has revealed to us that relationship. May God allow us the experience so that we can live according to His purpose for us. May God bless each one of us. Let's all stand and we'll read the key verse one more time. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by Father in heaven. We thank you, Lord. And not because of flesh that we recognize Christ, but Jesus has been revealed in our heart through Christ, that we recognize that you are our Savior. You are our King. You have authority to save us, to get us from our corruption. And you have made us come into the everlasting life with you. All these things must be, could not try our effort to achieve. We couldn't use what our achievement to get this, but this is grace from the Lord. This is the gospel. We thank you. This is the good news that we have in each one of us. Father, maybe we could not understand fully what we have received. Many of us continue to base on the religious activities that we are being happy with those activities, but we could not yet have a relationship with you. Many brothers and sisters is mistaken. Many have not sit here to pray because they don't have a relationship with you. Many of us deny the saving grace of God because that Jesus is our Savior. There is no other way that we can depend on it. So that until we have a relationship with our Jesus Christ. Maybe we reveal like just Jesus, Peter, that can call Jesus the King, the Messiah, the Savior to save our life. You are the Son of the Living God. You are the God that become human to save our life from sin. May we have that relationship so that we belong into the family of God, so that we belong to your church. And today, we to act out the authority that you have given us, the key of heaven, open the door of Savior for our friend, for brother and sister, for our relatives, for our people that we know. We thank you, Lord, for this encouragement. Bless us so that each one of us can continue to responsibility that you have given us until the day we see you. Maybe we be praised the way that we have used the key of heavens that you have given us. May you forgive us our sin. Correct our something incomplete in us so that we can have the new relationship in you. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.